And Kathy Dawes now, along with Ann White, and she's manager of Equifest. I did not know that was her title till she walked in the door. Congratulations to her. 20th anniversary. And I guess first, Ann, of course, I know a little bit about horses. You know a lot more. But let's fill our listeners in when we talk about Equifest, what we're even talking about. Your average listener may have no idea.
Equifest is a big three-day horse exposition and horse fair. I kind of like to think of it as a horsey carnival. We'll just have so many things going on that have to do with equines. We'll showcase lots of breeds, lots of different disciplines. But it's so much more than that because we offer educational seminars. There'll be speakers. There will be demonstrations of draft horses, of draft hitch, ranch rodeo, jumper classic. Just lots of different things for people to see, as well as shopping. So we have a very, very large trade show. It's one of the biggest trade shows in the Midwest. We have over 180 vendors that will be there from 24 states, I believe, so from all over the country. And there'll be all different kinds of products from apparel, fashion, barn equipment, trucks, trailers, home decor, anything that's related to an outdoor lifestyle or horses. You'll be able to find it in our trade show.
And I guess also if you want to explain a bit too, well, it's 20th anniversary, so I'm guessing this is even huger than maybe others.
We are trying to make it a big celebration, yes. We've got special things planned for this year.
And folks may not realize about the venue change. We want to maybe talk about that also.
So our first 18 years, we were in Wichita, Kansas, and then the Coliseum down there that was later known as the Pavilions, they sold out to a private person, and so they quit having it available for stuff like this. So we have moved to the Topeka Expo Center. So this will be our second year in Topeka, and we're real happy to be there. It's been a wonderful change.
And of course, for Manhattan area folks, we like it because it's just a tad bit closer.
That's right.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, as you mentioned, you know, you're talking 180 vendors from just all over the place. And I've been to, you know, similar. I mean, we've been to Equifest and of course, the American Royal, you'll see, although actually, it's when you're talking that many vendors, that almost sounds like more than you'll see at an American Royal in
Absolutely.
Some respects. Yeah.
You can't go any place for several hundred miles and get this much horse shopping in one place.
Now, when we talk about the different, a lot of your average person doesn't realize, you went through it real quickly and briefly, but the variety of different types when you work with horses, I mean, everything from your rodeo type, which maybe a lot of people are more aware of. They may not know a whole lot about hunter jumpers and you know, that field, but and dressage. I mean, there's a lot of different areas when you're talking about horses.
There certainly are. We will showcase over 12 breeds specifically, although there will be in all of the different clinics, there will be many, many more breeds than that. But we'll have draft horses, we'll have gypsy horses, Frisian horses, mini mules, mini donkeys, paint horses, Appaloosas, horses of color. You know, yeah, you'd be surprised how many different looks there is.
Now, I would guess the Olympics maybe has brought a little more attention when it comes to equine activities. And I don't know if you've noticed any upticks, you know, around Olympics time, but it seems like it is getting more attention.
Well, I think just awareness altogether. The other thing that's going on in the Midwest this year is the World Cup. So we're very fortunate to be hosting the World Cup, which is the FEI level dressage and jumping, which will be in Omaha at the end of March. So that they've done a great job of advertising horse sports and horse events as well. So that's helped us.
Now, I think a lot of people instantly think of the jumping and see a lot of that dressage. They probably have seen it but may not know what it is. Maybe we should explain what that is a little bit too.
I think dressage is easily explained to non-horse people as sort of the gymnastics of the horse world. So it'd be like a floor exercise. It's a horse that has a certain routine and certain movements that they have to do in a certain letters and time. It's very, very disciplined. It's beautiful. So, yes, and we will be showcasing some dressage as well. Another big thing that's up and coming is cowboy dressage. So your typical dressage has been done in an English saddle, and now the Western disciplines have picked up on it, and so we will be also having Western dressage demonstrations.
Interesting. And I know, of course, when you talk about rodeo, and I still think that's maybe what a lot of folks can relate to, that's really a different style when we talk about horses, let's face it. It's a fun style, but it's very different than a hunter jumper or dressage or that kind of thing.
Right. So Friday night will be our jumper classic, so people will be able to come. That's our nighttime entertainment, and watch horses go over 4-foot jumps and go against the clock. So it'll be a speed, and whether they're clear, whether they knock anything down or not. And then we'll follow that up with a dance this year. It'll be our first year, and part of our celebration is a live concert and a dance that will start at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, we move into the ranch rodeo. And ranch rodeo is a little bit different than your normal rodeo because it's teams. So there'll be 4 cowboys or cowgirls per team, and the things that they have to do would mimic what they would do on a ranch in a daily work environment for them.
How interesting. Well, I guess we should also stress again the date of this. I think we just kind of slid right by that. I assumed everybody knew, but it's not this weekend, it's next.
February 24th, 25th, and 26th. And we are on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, but our website, which you can find everything that's going on, is equifestofks.com. And you can buy tickets now. You can look at all the schedule. You can read about all the clinicians. You can look at the list of vendors, and everything that's going to be going on is right there on the website.
And obviously, you don't have to come all 3 days. You can come, you know, peek your head in here and there. Now, when you mention tickets, how does that work if you just want to catch a little bit of it?
So the tickets are $20 at the door. If you get online and pre-purchase them, they are $17. But there's a 3-day pass available that is $45. And this year, also for our 20th anniversary, kids 12 and under get in free.
Well, what a wonderful way, too, to open their eyes to. I mean, I think sometimes when they're young like that, they have no idea of some of the work involved, but just the fun aspect, perhaps.
Right. And we have a kiddie corral. And so in that area, there will be games for the children, lots of educational horse things that are set for that level that they can learn about horses. They can take dress up. They can dress up in an English jumping outfit or cowboy boots and chaps and take pictures. There'll be movies and coloring and face painting. And then we also have a horse's horse show once a day each day. And that's where kids can sign up and they'll run a barrel pattern on a stick horse. And we have some bouncing bulls that they'll be able to buck out of the chute, and they'll rope dummies and do a little jump course too.
So really family friendly. And even if you're not a horse expert, it sounds like you could get something out of this.
Even if you don't like horses, you will just be amazed at all that there is to do. We have dance lessons. We have a fashion show. It's just, like I said, it's kind of like a carnival.
Well, as you've been talking about this, Anne, and I know you're a busy lady, a lot of work involved in putting this together, it sounds like.
There's a lot of us that have been working around the clock to pull this all together.
Out of curiosity, I'm sure you have some kind of staff or crew helping you out, and maybe kudos to them, but explain all the different groups you have. I mean, to put all this, you know, as you're talking about a fashion show, you're talking about stuff for the kids, I imagine you have folks in all those different areas.
Absolutely. The volunteer list is huge. The Kansas Horse Council is who owns Equifest, so they are obviously very involved in putting it on, and the board members and the members of that group are there. But we have saddle clubs that are pitching in, and then, of course, it's kind of a liability to be a friend of mine at this time of year because you get roped into doing part of it. And like I said, I couldn't say enough about all the people that have put in so many hours to make this happen.
How many years have you been involved with Equifest? I mean, and now as manager, it's been how long, for example?
This is only my second year as the manager. I actually started it 20 years ago, raised my hand in a meeting, and then, woof, it just happened from there. You know, I had been doing horse shows all over the country, and a lot of the bigger horse shows have big trade shows. And even when I wasn't competing, I found myself wanting to go back to like Scottsdale or Lexington just to go to the trade show to shop because there are so many unique things that you just can't find, you know, in the store. So that was kind of my catalyst, would you say? And then I traveled and went to some horse fairs, and then it kind of ran it from my house for the first 4 or 5 years, and then moved it into the office. And then when we lost the venue in Wichita, we were homeless and managerless, and so that's when I stepped up again and said, well, I'll help get it going in Topeka, and it's been wonderful.
A lot of hard work, but I'm guessing a labor of love. I'm sensing a lot of passion here. So
yeah.
We have about a minute left. If there's anything else you're wanting to highlight, we might want to one more time go over the whens and the wheres and just any other information you're wanting folks
February
to know.
February 24th, 25th, and 26th, Topeka Expo Center. Doors will open on Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday, Sunday at 8 a.m. I want to encourage people to come to the concert. This is the first year that we've tried that, so I really hope that people will come and stay and party with us on Friday night. And Mother Nature's going to cooperate, I think, and we're going to have another beautiful weekend.
And they can see just about any kind of horse that there is out there.
That's right. Even if you don't love horses, you'll love Equifest.
Well, and you had mentioned vendors from other states even. And are the horses primarily from the Kansas area, or how does that work?
Most of the horses that are participating are from Kansas, yes. We have several coming from Nebraska and Missouri, but those three states.
A lot of the neighboring states then kind of is the way it works. So, Well, again, been truly a pleasure and appreciate you stopping by today. We've had Ann White with us today, manager of Equifest. Now I have the proper title for her, 20th anniversary for the event, of course, being held at the Topeka Expo Center. In case folks have been in years past and gone to Wichita, it's not there anymore. So again, wanted to emphasize that. But, of course, Ann from Pottawatomie County, we didn't mention your local connection there, but, of course, you're right here from our area. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
All right, Kathy, thank you much. Got a lot of juggling to guests in there today. A terrific program again on In Focus. We'll have a bit of the Clark Howard Show coming up after CBS News. And then K-State Baseball. K-State Baseball opens up its season, and our coverage this morning begins with pregame shows at 10:30. First pitch, Cats and Ohio State at 11 o'clock. Then we'll be joining probably Dan Patrick. In progress. Manhattan High basketball on the air tonight, beginning at 6.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. On Twitter, President Trump indicates 4.